Salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. I'm back in the building. I'm back on the mic. I'm back at my desk. Back in my chair. You know what I'm saying? Let me get comfortable. I actually came down and started recording yesterday, but I scrapped the app. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't digging it, so I scrapped it. You know what I'm saying? I'm striving toward perfection with this podcast shit. You dig? So I scrapped it. We here though. You know, beginning of the work week still. You know what I'm saying? It's Tuesday. And it's crazy because my weekend flew by. My weekend flew by so crazy that I was like, damn. I felt like I got off from work Friday, took a nap, and woke up Monday and went back to work. You know what I'm saying? Came home Friday, got some pizza, watched some movies with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, my son fell asleep. I'm like, let's watch a scary movie. You know what I'm saying? It's October. So, you know, it's basically the holiday season. So you already know, October, you watch the scary movies. You know, I told my wife, like, yo, you know, after I'm done recording, come upstairs, watch Halloween. You know what I'm saying? I Mike Myers, my guy, so I always watch Halloweens. But, you know, November, you know, you do your Thanksgiving family movies. You know what I'm saying? December, you do your Christmas movies. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I watch this shit all year round. You know what I'm saying? I watch Halloween all year round. I watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation all year round. I watch Home Alone all year round. I'm just that type of nigga. But, so I'm like, yo, let's watch a scary movie. My youngest daughter, she not into none of that. I mean, she cool on the scary movies. Y'all go, y'all do that. You know what I'm saying? My son was asleep. Now, if he was up and we was watching a scary movie, like some type of kiddie comedy type scary movie that ain't really too crazy, then, you know what I'm saying, she could, you know, she could watch it. But we was trying to watch Sinister. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've seen Sinister. It's starring Ethan Hawke. And that joint is rated the most scary movie of all time. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people may think it's not. Some people agree. But I'm just going by the polls, which is they did a study and they was doing like heart rates and, you know what I'm saying, reactions and things like that. And that was the number one movie. And is it the scariest movie I ever seen? I'm not sure. It's up there. That shit's scary. It's a wild movie. You know what I'm saying? It's a wild movie. So we did that. You know what I'm saying? Then Saturday, we went out. Me and the wife went out, got the kids some clothes. So, you know, that's always a journey within itself because I got three kids and three different styles. And you know what I'm saying? Just go to this store. They don't got what this daughter likes, so we got to go over there. Then they don't got something for this door. It's just a lot. You know what I mean? So we spent the day running around shopping. That was my Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Then Sunday, we had to, and mind you, my son, he wakes me up wild early, you know what I mean? 8:30, 8:45 is like the average time he's going to wake me up on the weekends. Now, I don't mind getting up, but I do like to sleep in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You work all week, weekend come, you want to get, you know what I'm saying? You want to get a little bit of sleep. When I was younger, I used to do the 3 o'clock, 4, 3:30, I'm still in the bed sleeping like a fucking nutcase, but I ain't with none of that no more. I ain't been like that for years, you know what I'm saying? Let me sleep till like 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'm good money. My son, it don't matter what time he goes to sleep, he's waking up about 8:30, you know what I mean, for the most part. And, you know, I guess, you know, some days he'll go wake his mom up. Some days he'll wake me up. How he chooses, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I guess at the door, he's like, dad day today or mom day today. I have no clue. But he'll come shake me, dad. Now, if my wife be like, if she's already up and she got it and he still wakes me up, cool. I could doze back off a little bit. Like, if I stay in the bed, I might could get back to doze off. If I get out the bed and do too much moving, I'm up. Even though I may fix the food and do all that and still lay back down for a little bit, I won't go back to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I done got up, went downstairs, what I'm saying? That different air done hit me. Like, I'm moving around. I done got something to drink. I'm up. You know what I'm saying? I'm up. But that was that. And then Sunday, we did a walk. My wife's job had a walk for Alzheimer's. You know what I'm saying? So we did a walk to raise awareness for that. You know what I'm saying? That was like an hour. That was like an hour walk. And then after that, we met up with some family and got the cousins together. You know what I'm saying? We met up with my wife's cousins and we got the kids together to go chill at the pumpkin patch. You know what I mean? Then we after that, we came home and, you know, got ready for the week. So that was pretty much my weekend. You know what I'm saying? And it was just back to back to back go mode. You know what I mean? So it just went by. You know what I'm saying? And I guess, you know, it is what it is, but that joint be flying by, yo. Word. Oh, let's get into it, man. I be on Instagram, right? I follow, like, a lot of bike pages on Instagram. You know what I mean? Dirt bikes and, like, regular bikes. Now, I'm a nigga that come up wheeling. You know what I'm saying? So I respect the bike life. Whether it's dirt bikes, the BMX bikes, or the wheelie bikes that the kids is doing now, I respect it. You know what I'm saying? I respect it. I came up wheeling mountain bikes. I could wheelie for blocks and all that. I respect it. What I don't like to see is these young kids out here wheeling in front of cars and getting within inches before they have to turn. You know what I'm saying? Because it looked cool, but it could go bad. And I've seen some go bad. And I'm sure there's been some that went fatal. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you got a cousin or a family member or a friend or you know a youngin' that's into this wheelie culture with these wheelie bikes and all that, try and get them to wheelie, but not wheelie in front of cars. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a dude wheelie in front of a city bus. Seen a dude wheelie in front of an 18-wheeler. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go on YouTube and type in something like kid wheelies in front of bus or something like that. And you'll see that the bus is driving regular. These kids are in the middle of the street wheeling the bike and they'll go directly in at the truck and then swerve off. You know what I'm saying? And it's just every time I see that, I'll be like, damn, yo. Because you want the kids to have fun because, you know, me and my wife talk all the time like, yo, it's not like how we used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to go outside. We used to go and, you know what I'm saying? You play games outside, tag, manhunt, basketball, football. Like, kids don't play as much. You know what I'm saying? It's like a gap in the playing. Like, my son is 7 years old. He's at a friend's house right now jumping on a trampoline. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that age, cool. But as you get older, it's like empty. And then, you know, high school is, you know, doing high school shit, whatever it is they doing. But you don't see kids outside like teenagers playing. But you'll see a pack, you know, every now and again on bikes. And, you know, they doing their wheelie thing and things like that. I just hate to see them do that in front of cars. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to see them do that. Like, I seen one dude, he was just, like, coming in between cars. It was, like, barely any room. He comes, you know what I mean, swerving through the cars, wheeling. I seen one dude scrape up a car because he, you know what I mean, clearly he didn't have enough room to get through there with his bike. So he felt all scraped up, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, my man, like, you tearing people shit up to do this. And like I said, it's all good and all that because we all wheelied. We all like to, you know what I mean, play on the bikes and all that, but not like that. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's just a little too much for me, man. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to reach out and, you know, just keep an eye on that shit, man. If you got kids that's into that, man, really know. You know what I'm saying? Your kid come to you and be like, yo, I want a wheelie bike. Like, really know what they plan on doing with that joint before you just go out there and drop that bread on it. You know what I'm saying? Or at least make sure it's like, yo, you can wheelie, but, you know, don't be in the midst of traffic with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't be swerving in front of cars with this. Like, for real. News. Let's get into some news. I seen a couple of things in the news, man, that I wanted to tap on, man. There was a shooting over a basketball game. A young lady was shot and killed because she beat this dude in basketball. I think she was in her 20s, and I think he might have been 31 or something like that, and I think they known each other, and, you know, I guess there was some trash talking, and nigga looked mad, he lost. Come on, man. You threw your life away over a basketball game. You know what I'm saying? Clearly he had other issues going on, because who's going to get that mad and, you know, go and shoot someone that they know multiple times, killing them because you didn't like that person talking trash to you on a basketball court? Like, come on, that's what we do on a basketball court. You talk shit. Who plays basketball and doesn't talk shit? Winning or losing, I'll talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, that's just part of the game. Like, you think they're not in the NBA talking shit? Come on, man. Gary Payton, Kevin Garnett, legendary shit talkers in the NBA. Like, you're that mad, my man? I think it was something more deeper than that, that he probably was dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, unfortunately, he took it out on this young lady who, you know, whooped his ass in basketball. And it was a sucker move, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a sucker move, straight up. Like, you didn't have to take it there, man. You know what I'm saying? Regardless on what you was dealing with, regardless on what, you didn't have to take it there. Speaking of, you know, young ladies and things like that, I've been seeing a lot of videos on Instagram where, you know, there's been giving tips to women. Like, yo, when you come out of a store, you know, watch what watch your doors, watch your, you know, people is doing little things. Like, they're putting zip ties on your doors. That signals to people like, yo, she's alone for sex trafficking and things like that. That's signaling like, yo, she's alone. You can get her. She's vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? They put money in your thing and in your windshield blade to make you get out the car, and so they could stall you. And you know what I'm saying? They putting shit by your tire so you can look and see something by your tire. You go to pick it down, there's somebody laid up under your car, grab your wrist. Somebody come up from behind while you in between the cars, snatch you up. And there was this one video where this girl, she's telling a story, and she's saying that she went to Walmart to grab a outfit for a daughter or something like that to take a picture in. And she said, I forget if it was in the morning. I'm assuming it was early morning. I'm not sure, but it was either early morning or at night. But she said that when she pulled up, there was a white van at the other side of the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? And when she went into Walmart, she's walking around Walmart doing whatever it is she need to do. She's noticing that this lady's just like, everywhere she went, this lady was following her. You know what I mean? She felt like the lady was following her. So, you know, when it come time to her to get her stuff, she went to the self-checkout. And that same lady that she felt was following her just left Walmart. Didn't buy nothing, you know what I'm saying? Didn't come into the self-checkout. She just left Walmart. So that was weird to her, because it was like, yo, you just was like damn near following me around here. You don't work here, so what was you doing? Now, when she comes out of Walmart, the van that she seen across the parking lot was now like next to her car. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe a space over from her car. I'm not sure if she specified how far, but it was really close to her car. And as she's walking, she's seeing the door kind of cracked. You get what I'm saying? So the door or the van was not all the way shut. It was cracked. Now, she gets closer and closer. She can tell that the door is kind of moving. She felt funny about it. She backed out, right? Now she's looking, and she said she was looking at the van like, try something, and I'm shooting. You know what I'm saying? So she had a gun. I guess the state that she lived in, she was licensed to carry or whatever the case, and she pulled the gun out. They drove off. That's crazy. You understand what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know, fellas, don't let your woman go out to the store. And I've never let my wife do that. You know what I'm saying? Never. As long as we've been together, me and my wife been together for many years, I've never, like, I'll either go, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, I'll go dolo, I'll go with her if she wanna, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how it'd be late. You want something from the store, it's 10, 11 o'clock, 12, 1 in the morning. You wanna go run to the store and shit? Like, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Whether I'm tired, don't really want to or not, her safety is more important than my tiredness. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little, like, don't let y'all ladies go out at night. You know what I'm saying? Because you got people out here that's kidnapping them. Getting them all drugged up and forcing them to be into like prostitution and sex trafficking and organs and all type of wild shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So be mindful of that. Keep a lookout. You know what I'm saying? Even if, so if your lady comes to you, be like, yo, I want something for the store. Don't be like, nah, fuck that. I'm tired, man. Just go get that for her, man. Or convince her to just chill to tomorrow. If you really, really don't want to go, let her, you know what I mean? Chill out to tomorrow and then you go get her some snacks or whatever it is she wanted to go get. If not, man, just go get that. You know what I'm saying? It's better you go get it than send her out there to the store and then you got one of these weird motherfuckers trying some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they got things that they like really like, you know, tricks. Like, come on, who the fuck is gonna, if you come outside, just out to the, and that's the thing too. They're saying that they're spraying shit on the hand, on the on your car. So when you touch that shit, you pass out and you get weak and shit. So it's like a lot of little weird shit going on. You know what I'm saying? They got people that's out here and that's they're walking around these stores like they shopping and shit. But what they really doing is they scouting and looking for targets. You know what I'm saying? So ladies, fellas, be on the lookout. You know what I'm saying? The Draymond fight. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to keep it 100, man. Like, I don't watch basketball and keep up with basketball as much as I used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be having a lot of things going on and shit. Like, I'm forever a Knicks fan, forever Penny Hardaway, my favorite player. You know what I'm saying? I'm forever a basketball fan. Like, I still could play. I love basketball, but I don't keep up with it as much as I used to. Now, I did say this season I want to tap back into it because I want to put my son on and watch some games with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually going to try and catch a couple of games. But I seen the fight with Draymond. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what it was about. Some people, you know, I seen some reports saying, like, the dude was cocky on the team and, you know, he got some paper and he cocky and he this and he that, man. That's all fine and dandy. But I don't know, man. I just don't see the need for the fighting and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the NBA. I'm making millions and millions of dollars. Like, I'm living a dream. Like, I ain't got time for none of that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for none of that bullshit. Now, if somebody come put their hands on me, we gonna get busy. That's just what it is. That's just the law of the land of being a man. If somebody comes to you and threaten you with, you know, physical harm or threaten your loved ones with physical harm or raise their hand at you, as a man, you're gonna get busy. You're gonna do what you need to do. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about just, like, not seeing eye to eye in like, a working environment or having to be around someone you don't really want to be around type of situation. Like, again, I don't know the particulars of their relationship, but, I mean, I'm not going to be in the NBA and I'm just in here fighting and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Miss me with all that shit. Like, I got a mansion. I got millions in the bank. My kids, my wife, my family, good. You got to do something to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in a good mood forever. You got to do something to me to make me step outside of that. You know what I mean? I just don't see why it's necessary for the violence. You know what I'm saying? And he hooked off on my man. And it wasn't a good look for him, neither party. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, it's all good, man. It's life. People gonna get punched in the face. People win fights, lose fights. That ain't about nothing. That it's really not at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That ain't it. But the simple fact that y'all are fighting, it's like, I can't never understand that shit. Because, again, we go disagree, but we on the same team. We going for the same common goal, which is to win the chip. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should never come to fighting. Like, we not in the streets no more. We not young niggas. We grown-ass men. We have a disagreement. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. You know what I'm saying? This ain't that. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't that, man. You know what I'm saying? So I can never really understand how it be getting to the point with these dudes, man. Unless it's some real shit I don't know that's going on. And if it is, you know, fill me in. But if it's just like, yo, you think you the leader of the team type basketball shit? Like, I'm never going to fight over that because you think you the leader of the team or you think you the young boy that's getting cocky and shit like that. I'm not fighting over that, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I make too much money. My family good. Everything right. I'm not fighting over that. You can miss me with all that. You know what I'm saying? You can miss me with all that. I'm not fighting over that. Y'all can have that shit. Kanye. I don't know what to say about Kanye. He going at it with Diddy and this person and that person, going at it with Boosie. Corny shit to me. You know what I'm saying? I've been said it. I couldn't hang with a nigga like Kanye. It's not my type of nigga. I don't care how much money he got. We got to start moving on morals and principles. I don't care how much money you got. I can't be around nobody that act like that. He's too all over the place for me. He's too, like, you know, he's too unrational for me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, again, he's going to do what he wants to do. I don't know if he got anybody around him that can really talk him off the ledge once he start going. You know what I mean? I hope that there is somebody around him. I hope that there is somebody around him that's, like, at least trying to pull his coattail. Like, yo, my nigga, chill. You bugging. Like, I hope there's somebody. Even if he's not listening, I respect it if it's somebody that's around him that's at least attempting to say, yo, my nigga, calm down. You bugging out. And you're going to hurt yourself if you don't continue this. If you continue this, you're going to end up hurting you and your brand. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to turn people off by acting the way you're acting and doing what you're doing. I hope there's somebody that's saying that to him, at least, even if he's not listening. Even if he's like, yo, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want to do. Even if he's not listening. Because if y'all got motherfuckers, if y'all around Kanye and y'all just sitting back watching him do this shit and nobody's trying to step in, nobody's trying to say, yo, you sound crazy, you look dumb, you bugging the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about none of that genius shit. I don't care. I don't care about none of that shit. Because the same way you could be a genius, you could be a weirdo and a cornball and a goofy-ass nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Like, point blank, period. Now, that genius shit, at the end of the day, that's not something that he could keep running back to in my book. Cool, you are a very talented musician. Cool. But at some point, niggas got to start calling a spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? You got to call a spade. He's bugging out. Now, again, I'm not sure if it's his mental. You know what I mean? Like, clearly, I think there is something there mentally, but allegedly, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sit here and say, I'm not trying to diagnose this man. I'm no doctor, but there is something that's there that's going on. And I'm just saying, I hope he chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. Because the shit he's doing, it makes you look at him like, how could you even take somebody like that even, you know what I'm saying? How do you come back from that? All the shit he be doing, how do you come back from that? Like, for real. I couldn't be around it, man. I couldn't be in the same camp. I had to walk away, man. The billions are not, man. I'm going to have to figure this shit out on my own because I wouldn't feel right being attached to that brand and attached to someone who acts like that. You know what I mean? And makes the statements that he makes, stands on what he stands on with you know, just it seems like he just wakes up and just does this shit. No rhyme or reason. He just wakes up and start wilding. You know what I mean? So I can't stand on that shit. I don't even want to speak on that shit. Super crazy because we know we gonna keep doing this shit. You know, because y'all threw the genius title on him and y'all made him feel like he's invincible. Y'all made him feel like he can do and say whatever the fuck he want to do without no repercussions. You know what I'm saying? Y'all made him feel like that by co-signing and letting him say all the wild shit he say and then jumping back on it when he drops something that y'all like, whether it be music, clothes, sneakers, whatever. He keeps getting these passes, so why would he stop? You know, why would he stop? But I just hope that somebody around him is at least pulling his coattail, man. You know what I mean? At least pulling his coattail, like, yo, chill. I respect it. But what I won't respect is if there's somebody around him that's letting him go and they just sticking around because it's like, yo, fuck it, he's paying my bills. So, you know, I'm on payroll, so I can't get cut off by Kanye. If you're putting up money over your morals, you ain't my type of person, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. Diddy and Mace, oh, man, I don't know, man. It's been a long time, man. You know, I don't think we'll ever really get 100% of that, what's going on. You know, I'm just the type of person that I ain't falling out with my mans over no bread, man. You know what I'm saying? If I was broke with my mans before I got bread could never make me fall out with my mans. You know what I'm saying? Regardless on what I've done for that person or what that person's done for me in the business, I'm not falling out with my mans over bread. That's just me. I'm cut like that. And I can stand on that. I'm cut like that. It's not enough money in the world that can make me, because I'm a level-headed person. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like I can't just go to my man and be like, yo, look, let's figure it out. The first sign of any discrepancies, I'm that type of person to sit at the round table like a boss. And let's figure this out. You dig? Like, that's how I get down. Like, I'm not about to sit here and fall out with my mans over no paper, man. You know what I'm saying? We was broke in school together, all type of wild shit. And then I'ma fall out with him because now we got this business and he think he deserves this and I think I deserve that. Nigga, let's sit at the table. Let's put it on paper on what each person do and let's break this shit down. You know what I'm saying? And if we put it on table and you look like, yo, you do more or you bring a more of a value, then as a man, I'll take with my portion, my rightful portion. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. We got to start acting like men. You know, everybody be running to their phones with their issues and, you know, looking at this. Think about this. You got to go to your phone, press your forward-facing camera, say all the shit you want to say. Right? You know, you probably watched it back like 3-4 times, then upload it. That's crazy to me. Any discrepancies, I'm gonna tap my man. Yo, look, man. Yo, we gotta hit the table, man. We gotta sit at the round table. We gotta talk about this paper. We gotta talk about the splits or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, I'm out here and I'm trying to get this podcast shit rocking. So if I get my podcast shit rocking to the point of how I wanna get it rocking, if I got some discrepancies in the paper, I'm going to talk to the people that I'm doing business with. Yo, let's come to the table and let's figure this out. You know, that's all it is, man. As grown-ups, we need to know that it's all about a conversation. That shit could solve any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can see if a nigga put their hands on you and you know, or one of your loved ones or something like that, then certain shit is certain shit. But if ain't nobody been touched, ain't nobody been disrespected, and it's some type of disagreement, a conversation should be able to hold that down. Now, it's another thing I wanted to tap on before I get up out of here. Rick Ross is suing a Houston woman because she came out and she was playing his song, The Biggest Boss, at an event. At like a charity event, if I'm not mistaken. She was playing the song, Biggest Boss. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. And it was something like that. And it was kids involved. And he's suing her for using his song. He is suing her for using his song. He is suing her for using I'm the Biggest Boss. He is suing her, my man, because he said that she uses intellectual property. Your whole career is someone's intellectual property. What's going on with this nigga? Like, yo, my man, your name is Rick Ross, taken from Freeway Ricky Ross. He had to come home and sue you for his name. He fresh out the pens. He loses the lawsuit. He don't got the bread to tangle with you like that. Your name is Rick Ross. Dope lyricist. Your pen is fire. We can't take nothing away from your pen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you personally or none of that. But your whole IP is Rick Ross. From the name to the stories to the persona is someone else's. So why can't you just let this lady cook? That's wild to me. That goes to show you that niggas really get on and lose themselves in what they're portraying. Like, look at the comments under that shit. They find the post. They cooking them in the comments because it's like, yo, you have someone else's name copyrighted. I'm sure Rick Ross, the rapper, has Rick Ross, the name, copywritten. Think about it. Look up, if you don't know who I'm talking about, look up Freeway. Damn, stunning. Look up Freeway Ricky Ross. Snowfall is loosely based upon his life, right? Think about Rick Ross, the rapper, and his music content. And think about Freeway Ricky Ross, the person, and his life, and what he spent almost 30 years in jail for. And then think about Rick Ross the Rapper's content. That's his whole IP. Rick Ross the Rapper is making more money off the real Rick Ross. But you're suing someone who came out to the song, and you're saying that she's using intellectual property and all of these things. I just, man, look, man, I ain't here to tell nobody what to do with their name and their likeness, but I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I can't call it. But yeah, man, I'm about to sign out on that note, man. I do got a joint I want to play for y'all. You know, like I said, I'm going to start playing my joints that I like and things that I think people need to be put on to. You dig? Let me go into my joint here. Let me get this together. All right, so this joint right here, this is the music segment, man. This is the music segment. And I think I'm going to do... This joint right here is called Talk to Him. You know what I'm saying? I might end up doing two. Next episode, I might have to do another joint off of this joint. But this is from Feel My Pain 2. It's a project done by Ball Greasy. This joint is called Talk to Him.
It's that real nigga shit. That motivation. This that gets you through the day, my nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Keep your eyes on the swivel. They rolling. Feel my pain. Yeah. Standing on the corner with a half clip. Just a little nigga who ain't never had shit. In the ghetto on the grind, tryna make it out. Tryna be a millionaire off a half ounce. Looking up the niggas and the bitches with the fat knots. My only hope to make it happen in the crack spot. At 15, I became a man. Product of the block, had to take a chance. Sleeping on the floor wasn't comfortable. My household ain't the Huxtables. Belly full on the Lunchable. School in the morning, nigga, fuck that. A high school diploma, nigga, what's that? Got the game from my brother them. The younger niggas I was running with was selling weed on some other shit. It was cool, but it's too slow. I want it now, cause I'm too broke. Down the ride when the crew won't, I had a whole nother vision. And I promised that it wasn't bitches. Trying to get my mama out the kitchen. Soon as I'm in position to get this money, I'ma make a difference. And I never had a lot of kicking, never been the talk type. Politicking with the boss like, what's the numbers on the soft light? Cook it up and put the blade on it. Crossover D-Wade on it. Pick a junkie, let him blaze on it. And watch him go crazy for it. I lost a couple niggas on the way. Some I think about them every day. Ain't no darkness living where I stay. Moment of silence, nigga, let us pray. I caught a charge, did a couple months. Rehabilitate me, crack out the fuck. And how the hell it ain't no money when they printing the shit. Getting fat while we killing and shit. Prostituting, drug dealing and shit. The nigga Trump ain't fixing the shit. Just a bunch of ass kissing and shit. My truest words, better stay strapped. And keep your eyes on the swivel if you born black. And if you really wanna see it, gotta stop and look. A lot of us ain't reading, but it's right in the book. And not the book with the bitches on it. Or two grown men kissing on it. The devil on the mission, homie. Heavenly Father, let the blood go to dripping on me. Let my testimony go to crippin' for me. And they wonder why we getting high. Got a jaw belly getting by. Get off your ass or live a lie. Sex and A in them food stamps. Can kiss my ass because I'm through with that. Cause all this shit getting real in the belly of the beast. And all that kumbaya shit beneath the nigga feet, huh? Cause ain't no motherfucking sunshine. Besides God, I put my trust up in my Glock 9. To all my young niggas living in the rust, take it easy cause nobody really give a fuck. Whether you live or you die, nigga, remember that. The only man in the mirror really got your back. And you know it's real when they tell you take them clothes off. Lift your nuts, nigga, squat and let me hear you cough. In that cold ass cell back against the wall. Three hots in the cot and a phone call.
That was Ball Greasy. That was off that Feel My Pain 2, man. That joint, that whole project is fire. That joint is a classic. Dropped a couple of years ago. You know, I fuck with Ball Greasy. You know what I'm saying? I got all his shit. And, you know, he be talking. So definitely check that out. I'm about to sign off. Hit me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. You can also hit the email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. Also hit my website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Tap in with me, and we're going to turn it up. I'm gone.